105.9 KSL Country. This is the Morning Throwdown with Kevin and Doc. And let's see, it's December 23rd. We're a couple of days away from the big Christmas day, right?
Yep.
Doc Elder, you are the resident nerd, resident historian here. Important things that happened on this day, December 23rd, down the years. What do you got today?
Well, Kevin, I'm actually going to do four. I'll do them quickly. First of all, it was on this day in 1783. After serving the American Army for 8 years as commander-in-chief, George Washington voluntarily stepped down and gave up his military power and went back home to Mount Vernon.
Oh, good for him.
Absolutely. He could have been a dictator.
Yes, well, it was quite a bit like Eisenhower. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hanging it up. MacArthur? Oh, wait, no, he didn't go on to become president. That's
No. Yeah. A little difference.
Yes, indeed.
It was on this day in 1788 that Maryland decided to give up about 100 square miles of its territory so we could build a new federal capital. Virginia did the same, but then Virginia said, no, wait, we want ours back, and took back their section. So the District of Columbia is still that section that Maryland gave up on this day.
So Maryland's like, oh, you want some land? We got some land. What a bunch of little suck-ups.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm telling you right now.
Exactly. That's the way to get ahead in life, even if you're a state. One of the most beloved things about Christmas is what we would call 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Technically, that's not the name of that composition. It's called A Visit from St. Nicholas. It was published on this day back in 1823, written by Clement Seymour.
Oh, okay.
So when we say Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night, we're quoting a poem from 180 years ago.
Do they get royalties on that?
I hope so, man. That family is banking.
Making money.
And last but not least, Kevin, one of the revolutions in communication, radio stations wouldn't have been possible to broadcast as far as they did without the transistor. Well, the transistor was invented on this day in 1947.
So that was a relatively new invention when you came around.
It sure was, yeah. Transistor radios were just the hot new thing when I was born.
Yeah. You know what's kind of hot when I was around was, I guess, back, Napster? That was the...
Yeah.
Just a little age joke there.
Yes.
That's all. Ageism, not on this show.
Oh, no. Never.
No, yes, apparently there is. Okay. All right, here's what we have coming up, folks. By the way... like to say happy holidays, Merry Christmas to all of you that are back in town. A lot of you live elsewhere and have family back here, and then you make your way back, much like salmon upstream.
Mm-hmm.
That's my analogy for Christmas this year. Anyway, we do welcome you back to Eastern New Mexico. More of your kind of country as we get back to it with the All Request Fridays. More songs of the season. It's Rascal Flatts, Jingle Bell Rock, here on the Morning Throwdown, 105.9 KSL Country.
The Morning Throwdown with Kevin and Doc, weekdays 6:30 to 9. This is your kind of country, 105.9 KSL Country.
I got to tell you, that sounds awful.
Yes, indeed. It sounds awful. It's the Morning Throwdown with Kevin and Doc. I don't want to say we're mailing it in here, the eve of Christmas Eve.
What, Kevin? I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
I don't know. I forgot what the name of the show was. It's the Morning Throwdown with Kevin and Doc. Here's the better weather forecast here on this Friday. A 20% chance of snow. Mostly cloudy skies, a high near 32 degrees. Northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Coming up tonight, 40% chance of snow. A low around 20. Look for snow. Well, you don't need to get out the snowshoes necessarily, but we're going to get about 1 to 2 inches overnight. Coming up tomorrow, 20% chance of snow on Christmas Eve with a daytime high of 39.
And, Kevin, right now we've got 22 degrees in Port Dallas.
All right. Here's what we have coming up. Doc has got sports in about 17 minutes, correct?
Yeah, I've got my last look at New Mexico High School All-Star football players.
We also have a few guests lined up. We'll have Roosevelt County Sheriff Darren Hooker, I think, joining us, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
He's been off in Quantico getting some big-time FBI training.
Yeah.
I believe we have him coming back in first time in a couple of months.
Excellent. Be great to have him back.
If I'm not mistaken. Or might blow us off. It is the eve of Christmas Eve. 'Tis the season, as they say. Right now, we're going to get you underway this hour. It is Rodney Carrington and Camouflage. What is it? It is Christmas Lights and Camouflage here on the Morning Throwdown by request on the All Request Friday edition of the Morning Throwdown. Something you want to hear this morning, give us a call, 359-1059. Taking the holiday request today. You're on the Morning Throwdown with Kevin and Doc, 105.9 KSL Country.
Another year has come and gone.
This is the Morning Throwdown with Kevin and Doc. That's Rodney Carrington and Christmas Lights and Camouflage here on the Morning Throwdown. 10 after the hour. More songs of the season as we getting all ready for Christmas.
Indeed.
Playing a lot of Christmas music today.
Uh-huh. As well we should.
No, absolutely. As well we should. Because, here's the one thing, Doc. You know, how many times can you hear Grandma got run over by a reindeer before you're ready to stick an ice pick in your ear, right? or even some of these other contemporary artists, what's her name, Madonna?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to do Santa Baby.
Mm-hmm.
Who originally did that? Eartha Kitt, right?
Eartha Kitt, yes.
I mean, leave the classics to the classics.
Exactly.
The Washington Post, they've called actually those two songs, Grandma Got Ran Over by Reindeer and Santa Baby, along with Barbra Streisand's Jingle Bells, as the sonic equivalent of a chorus of screeching cats.
Good for the Washington Post.
And I don't usually agree with the Washington Post on much, but they're correct on this one.
I was just going to say.
Those are among the most hated Christmas songs of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Not the most hated. That honor, rests among a song that's covered up here momentarily, but that goes to Jingle Bells as performed by the Singing Dogs.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
That's a 1955 Danish record, by the way, that was re-edited and released in 1970.
Okay. See, I was remembering it from high school. Yeah. Man, that's an old song.
Anyway, that's the word from Edison Media Research and Pinnacle Media. They surveyed radio listeners to find out the holiday songs they most loved and hated. Okay, the ones they most loved. Let's count them backwards here. Jingle Bell Rock by Bobby Helms, 1957.
Great song.
Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Mm-hmm. Is that Brenda Lee or something like that?
Brenda Lee, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
That is exactly right. Also, Burl Ives.
Holly Jolly Christmas.
1965.
Mm-hmm. I was in junior high.
Yeah, I think we've made point that you're old, Doc.
I don't need to keep advertising that.
Okay. Nat King Cole's The Christmas Song.
Mm-hmm.
Also, parenthetically called Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. You know what year that one was?
1948.
You're close. 1946. Wow, you need to like, I don't know, get into like teaching classes at the university or something.
Yeah, yeah.
The number one most beloved song of all time. Christmas song. 1942.
I'm going to guess White Christmas.
Bing Crosby. That's exactly right. So we celebrate Christmas or getting ready to. You're on the Morning Throwdown with Kevin and Doc, 105.9 KSL Country.